So do you fuck you look nervous.
I told you he's not used to the middle.
No, but are we live or
we dude, they're watching us in Latvia. Yet? In Latvia right now.
Okay. In Latvia.
In Latvia. Only in Latvia.
Only in Latvia.
Because we told them before we came down. Because when we do the show in the studio, it's always Pantelis who starts. And then since we've been doing it live here, I was the one that started. And then we were like, well, I told Poseidon, I was like, you should lead. You should be our
But are we live? We're live host. Right now, right?
This is already going horrible.
Well, welcome. To another live taping.
Yeah, you got to wait, though, for Jan to not be in front of the camera you're talking to. Because you're basically talking to his shoulder.
That's true. That's true. I was talking to his shoulder.
All right.
All right.
So you do you want whenever you're ready?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
No, it's a... Welcome.
Hold on. Do it when you're ready, though.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want us to do like a 3-2-1 action?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. All right.
3-2-1 action. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another live taping of Two Drink Minimum. To my left, I got the legendary comedian Mike Ward. And to my right, I got an uprising, up-and-coming star,
Pantelis,
uprising.
Comedy star.
I'm an open micer.
Uprising.
No, up-and-coming
uprising.
Star.
Uprising. You're starting a revolution.
I'm starting the riots.
Yeah.
Fat lives matter, bro. Don't worry, I got this.
He's gonna burn this fucking place down.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
And who are you? Well,
I'm Poseidon, of course.
Okay. I like how he says, of course.
For people who are new. For people who are new, I'm Poseidon.
Okay.
And for people who know the show.
For people who are new, I'm Poseidon. For people who have been here for a while, I'm sorry.
What he said.
So Poseidon, you're leading us tonight. What are we starting the night off with?
Well, I got into a situation a few weeks ago.
You actually have a story. Okay, I was nervous. All right.
Yeah, I got into a little awkward situation where I hooked up with a girl from Tinder.
With a girl from where?
Tinder.
Okay, Tinder.
Yeah. So so it was a few weeks ago, and we matched on Tinder, and we start talking. And it was
this was like after dick pics or?
No, before. There was no dick pics in this one.
She didn't send you any dick pics?
No. There was no dick pics involved in this one. It's just we started talking, we hooked up, and you know we decided we agreed to meet up with each other.
Okay.
So. I went and picked her up, actually, because of, you know, COVID. I'm a bit of a gentleman and this, that, you know.
Because of COVID? So if it wasn't for COVID, you would have been like, meet me at the bus station.
Yeah, if it wasn't COVID, I'd tell her, I'll pick you up from the metro or something, you know, whatever.
Wait, so you picked her up at her house?
What I think was her place.
Okay.
Hold on, why do you think it was her place? Whose place could it have been?
Well, because that's what she told me to pick her up from, so I'm guessing...
But was it a house or was it like a Walmart?
It's a Tim Hortons.
it was like a duplex.
I picked up in that parking lot. I don't know where she lives in the back. Maybe I didn't ask these questions. So you picked up from a house?
It was like a triplex.
A triplex?
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably lives there. Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't know, bro.
You think she'd go through this elaborate scam just so that you don't know where she lives?
She's fucking smart. If she's
actually
like,
possible,
this guy's a goddamn weirdo. I'll give him a fake address. Yeah. But she still met you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
So the thing is, in her pictures, she was a lot slimmer.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good start.
And when I met up in person with her, she was rather larger.
Okay. How much larger? Like noticeable?
Very noticeable.
Okay. Question. You saw her standing there.
Yeah.
Why didn't you keep driving?
Yeah. She's too fat to run after the car anyway.
Yeah. You had it.
Like I was a little horny, bro.
Okay, I'm just saying.
All right.
I was just curious.
Was she fat or pregnant though?
No, chubby.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like how chubby? Like just she was just a little
like a bit more than on the pictures. But then like she had like you know those underwears? Like so
you,
so like,
wait,
okay.
She was standing out there in her underwear.
No, so hold on. So like
she had underwear up to her tits.
No.
Were you dating Steve Urkel? What is happening, bro?
So like, women have this underwear. It's like a high stomach underwear that's like very tight, and
okay.
it tightens up all the fat. And men, we
like
have the
a,
same
like spandex, like a girdle.
Yeah, yeah. And men, we have the same type of tank tops. It's like the same thing to kind of make us look
did
more.
Did you say you do?
No, no, I personally.
Men, we have that.
No, I
are
personally
you
don't.
What are you talking about?
No, I personally don't have those tank tops. So, anyways.
So, who does? For real?
I don't know. So, well, apparently she does the underwear. That's like super.
Are you saying spandex? Are you talking about spandex? She's wearing spandex.
No, I don't fucking know, bro. It's like super tight so you don't look as fat as you are.
And we should buy that then. Yeah. That's what we should do.
No, that's catfishing. I don't want to buy that.
How? Like
he's all about tuna fishing.
How do you know she was wearing those underwear?
I found out later.
Okay, she didn't have pictures of her in her tight underwear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So after you kidnapped her off the street, you found out? Keep going?
No, we introduced each other. Like, I'm a fucking gentleman, right, bro? Hey, how are you? Shook her hand.
So far, none of this has been a gentleman. You described her to us by making fun of her weight.
Yeah.
And calling the way she dresses.
Hold on. Her a fucking liar.
Yeah. Yeah, you opened with
she's
a fucking liar.
She's a fat liar.
Both true.
But I'm a gentleman.
Both true.
I'm a gentleman, bro. This fucking fat bitch.
I didn't say it like that.
You said it more romantic.
Yeah,
more romantic. So whatever, we go back to my place. We have a glass of wine. We're
chilling. You just picked her up at her place, brought her to your place?
Yeah. Which, honestly, I don't know why the fuck I did that. I should have just stayed there.
And fucked her in the car?
No. And go up to her place, I guess. Yeah. But, like...
Yeah. You should have forced your way into her place.
No, I should have been like, look, I'm already here. Like, why don't we just go up to your place?
Yeah, you should have said that. That's not creepy at all.
And couldn't you have... Wouldn't it have been better to say, hey, I'm at your place. Why don't we go somewhere? Like a date? Isn't that how dates work? That you bring her somewhere?
No, because we had agreed that...
Yeah, where did you bring her?
My place.
Very romantic. Yeah,
no,
that's
we had established prior that this was a booty call. Like that we were gonna fuck. Okay. Yeah, I forgot to mention this. I just realized.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
So this woman that you never met.
Yes.
You organized the booty call.
Yes.
Based on her photos.
Yes.
Then you drove up, saw her, saw that it was a different person.
No, same person.
Right? Different photos.
No, slightly larger.
You were upset about this?
I was not so very upset. I was like, whatever. Maybe it's quarantine pounds, you know?
Quarantine pounds?
Maybe it's some, like, I don't know, like
anyway,
12
so,
quarantine pounds.
So you were happy with it. You didn't mind. Now it's cool.
I was like, whatever. I don't mind the little chunk.
So why are you bringing it up then?
But hold on, bro. Hold on. I'm getting there, man. But you keep interrupting me.
Almost like it's a gag and we're doing it on purpose.
So... So we go back to my place, we chill a bit, we have a glass of wine, we talk a bit.
What, just one glass for the two of you?
Yeah. No, each.
Like, here you go.
Look, I had two straws, it was romantic.
This proves there's no rape drug in this.
That's actually smart.
Yeah.
Actually smart. Yeah,
you are romantic.
So whatever, we start making out, start to undress her, and then she was even bigger when I undressed her somehow.
Really? This is amazing. She's a magician.
So I was like, oh, fuck, now she's a little too big, but I've already committed. Right? So
at least he commits to the bit. Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, whatever. You know, it's like, it's sex, whatever. It's going to be mediocre sex, whatever. So
that what she was thinking? Or would you, or both?
Probably
you were
both
thinking.
Of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
she was
both
thinking,
of us.
I only came for the ice cream.
I was thinking mediocre. She was probably thinking terrible sex.
Yeah.
So
I don't blame
her. She was
her.
Like, he should wear a tight tank top.
She's like, Poseidon's going on the list.
Oh, fuck. So whatever. So we start making out, and I kind of reach under, and I start.
Reach under?
Under where? The bed?
No.
To grab a gun?
Between her legs.
Okay.
I start.
Jerking her off?
Rubbing. Flicking the bean, as you say.
Okay. How big was his dick?
Was it cut or uncut?
Was she Somalian?
I guess she was about to climax. And
you guessed she was about to climax?
I guess. I don't fucking know how
what
this shit works, bro. I'm not an expert.
The rent is due. Like, how did you... Why? What made you guess
She was, like, shaking. And, like,
a fear.
Making sounds.
She, you know, she's...
You guys don't stop. You guys don't
stop. She was like, help! Help!
Yo, she's coming! She's coming! Okay, so she was trembling. She's in a stranger's apartment. A man who gave her a literal cup of wine.
I'm going to be honest. I was more afraid than she was, I think.
Of what? What are you scared of?
I don't know, like getting robbed or something. I don't know this broad. I don't fucking know this
you
broad, bro.
You were afraid that was her trick to rob you?
Maybe.
Let you finger her?
No, well, Lil Wayne.
That's a terrible yeah. thief.
And then you're bro, like, I'm going to go wash your hand, wash my hands. And she's like, I'm going to steal this TV.
Lil Wayne raps about this, by the way, where they send
Lil
women.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah, Lil Wayne, where they okay. send women to sleep with dudes.
Yeah.
And then while they're asleep or taking a shower, the yeah. woman opens the door and a bunch of dudes come in
yeah,
and rob
you're the kind of guy that Lil Wayne is going to rob. He's like, bro, I'm going to go in there, steal a frozen pizza, a fan, and a mattress.
That's why I got the fucking machete, bro. So, and as I guess she was like, she was liking it, you know what I mean? And
we don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Did she say, I like it?
No, but she, I don't know, bro. She seemed to have liked it.
Okay.
And I guess she was getting close or whatever. And there was a lot of built up tension. And she basically just let out a fart. And it, so as I'm going, as I'm like this, standing up, I just hear, she's like, huh? I was like, there's no way this just fucking happened right now. There's no way this just fucking happened.
Karma.
So, karma for what? What did I do?
I heard that you fart when you get fingered too. That's what
So, now, like, I'm not even fully erect. I'm, like, half erect. So
the fart helped to get you halfway there?
No. Fuck yourself. So, I was like, so I didn't know how to react. So, I just pretended it never happened.
Did you make eye contact with her?
Yeah, it was.
Did she know that you knew?
Yes.
How loud was it?
It was very loud.
Are you sure it wasn't like a queef?
No, that was not a queef, bro.
Maybe it was your mattress.
I've heard queefs. That was not a queef.
Maybe it was your neighbor that was staring in the window.
That was. It was too long to be a queef.
Okay, if you had
queefs are short, sporadic.
If you have to reenact the sound of the fart.
I already did.
No, but if you had to reenact it for court, like it's not, it had to be as close as possible. How would it sound and how long was it?
I feel ridiculous. Like that. That sounds
like somebody was opening your door, really. Yeah. It doesn't sound like a fart.
I'm pretty sure it was a fart. Anyway. Okay.
Did she react?
We both froze for a bit.
That's funny.
We both froze. So I was like this. So then she farts, and I was like, and she froze, and we're both just like, and then I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, so I was like, fuck, I've never been in this situation.
Were you like, do I have to fart too?
You know what I should have done? To put her at ease, the real gentlemanly thing to do would have been, so I fart, I think.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Would that have been the gentleman thing to do, is to fart on her?
So. I don't know, to make her feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Just take a
not
shit,
as embarrassed.
The gentlemanly thing to do. Gentlemanly thing to do is to shit with the door open.
So she knows we mean business. All right, and then what happened?
So we both froze like that, and I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do next. So my next thought process was to just go grab a condom and to fuck. That's it.
Oh, that's a good segue, yeah.
Makes sense, yeah.
We fucked. And
so when you saw her freeze up, you're like, this is the best time to penetrate her.
Well, cause like I don't know what to do next. I don't know. I was like,
so somebody farts, the situation is awkward, you're like, I have to fuck them.
No. No, because we're about to fuck, right? Yeah. So the pause was like, fuck, like, you know, I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I just went back to what I was gonna do initially.
Okay, pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But you didn't notice. There was no smell. There was nothing, so you were fine.
Oh, no. It smelled terrible after.
Did it?
So how did you do that?
Huh? Half erect and fucking 5 minutes. Just fucking closed my eyes.
It reeked like
so
it was bad.
It smelled even after. I had to open all my windows when I came back. I had to open all my windows, let it air out.
And you drove her home?
I drove her home. I'm like, I got to get rid of her.
Did you spray the apartment with perfume while she was waiting in the doorway?
No. I sprayed the whole apartment with Febreze.
Imagine. Okay. Like, oh, it smells like shit
I basically ran and just kept spraying. I kept walking, spraying behind
me. He pulled a Naruto.
Was she still in the apartment?
No, she was gone. Okay. I brought her back. Yeah.
Did you bring her back right after you stopped fucking?
Yeah, right after we fucked. I was like, look, something came
get
up.
Get your shit and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I was like, look, something came up. I got to be somewhere. So I got to get going.
Where? Anywhere but here because it stinks.
Did wow. she come or just you? You came and then you're
me.
Like,
I
got to drive you home.
I think just me. I wasn't even trying. I was like, ah, fuck it.
I wonder what her version of the story is.
Yeah.
I wonder too.
This guy was fingering me and they just farted and stared at me.
No, it wasn't me. I don't fart.
You fart that. A lot. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
you
about?
You never farted?
You're the one that farts all the time.
I've never farted in my life. It's never happened. I don't even know what it's like. But you're telling me you've never farted?
No, I fart, of course.
With a girl?
No.
Okay, there you go. That's why.
Depends. If I get comfortable, though, I'm chilling.
Why are you having sex?
No, not
that's what
sex.
We're saying. We're saying.
No, never during sex. I'd rather hold it and become constipated than fart during sexual intercourse.
So if you hold in a fart, you become constipated?
Well, yeah. Because when you fart, it means you gotta shit, right? Usually, most of the time. Nine out of ten.
But you can't, so that you can't hold in a fart without you being constipated?
If he holds in a burp, he shits himself. Yeah.
Do you think that was maybe her way of telling you that she didn't want you to finger her?
Nah, I think that was a mistake.
That's a good strategy, like a skunk. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She's exactly like a skunk.
Yeah. She sprayed him so he would stop, but he didn't take the hint. Yeah. Fuck, that's a weird... Wow.
Yeah, that was a weird, awkward situation.
That's going to be an amazing story to tell your kids and grandkids.
Yeah. So when you went back home, that's when you smelled it and you had to open the windows.
Yeah, exactly.
So it still smelled.
Yes.
You had a Seinfeld situation, the B.O.
Yeah. So I went back home. I had to open up all the fucking windows.
How long did you just leave them open?
About an hour or two.
That is a... Wow,
yeah,
what the
fuck? Fucking... That's a beast of a fart.
Yeah, I don't think that was the fart.
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
That's like her. That's something else. That's like BO. That's like in the mattress.
Oh no, I have a protective layer on the mattress.
Well,
I bought
not,
one of those security blankets.
It didn't protect you from that, man. Like, it's. I don't know how good it is. So, what is that supposed to protect you from? The smell.
But I changed all my bed sheets after. I was like, I gotta fucking change this shit.
Why don't you set them on fire?
That's what I did.
You should have reacted as if you had bed bugs. Just fucking set everything on fire. It's done. So my buddy did once. He threw his mattress.
Did she write you after, or did you guys talk after?
No, she realized, I guess, and we never.
She never sent you a message. Sorry about the fart.
No,
that's not classy.
I know. She shut up.
I feel like she should have. Yeah.
At least, like, look, I didn't want to tell you in person because I was a little embarrassed. But I'm really sorry I farted while you were rubbing my.
Imagine getting that text.
Yeah,
you're like, fuck. I wish she just said nothing.
Yeah, you were such a gentleman. And then I ruined it by farting. Is there a fart emoji?
There has to be.
There, you should send her a fart emoji.
Probably just the blowing wind.
Yeah.
Do you still have her on Tinder?
No, I unmatched right away.
Come on, bro. You have to keep that so you can send fart emojis and such. I think just
the blowing wind emoji with the poop emoji.
Or a butt. Is there a butt emoji?
Yeah, the butt blowing wind poop.
Why would you put the poop? Did she shit herself?
No, because it smelled like shit.
That's too much, bro.
Too much. Okay, so just the butt and the blowing wind.
Yeah, you used to be classy. Now, I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, you used to be a gentleman.
I don't know. You saw what happened in Beirut?
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
God, that's a weird transition, I know. But I was thinking of explosives, and it brought me there. What the fuck, dude? What a terrifying video. I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy. Did you see the crater that it left afterwards?
No.
You didn't see the crater?
I didn't see a
humongous crater.
Yeah. Gonna go fill it?
No.
Well, what do you mean? I understand it was a bomb. It was what was it? Ammonium nitrate.
Yeah.
2,500 pounds of it.
Yeah. Or 25,000.
Jesus.
How many people died?
A lot.
Because I was looking at the numbers, and the numbers seemed like
made
insanely
up.
Low, like definitely made up.
Oh, you think they're high? Well, a lot of people are unaccounted for
because
apparently, it, like, melted people that were close to. It's like a legit super tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the saddest part about this is that he wasn't vacationing in Beirut that day.
Yeah.
That's the saddest part about the whole situation.
I saw that Mia Khalifa is doing an auction to sell her glasses that she wore in when she was doing porn.
Glasses that got cummed on?
Glasses that got cummed on, and the bid was 52,000 US.
Who is that person?
I don't know. someone that really likes cum on glasses, or someone that's wanted to give to Beirut but didn't know how.
There are better ways.
He's like, should I give to the Red Cross or no? I should buy some glasses with cum on them.
But what do you? How do you explain that to your friends when they come over? You're showing them your paintings, and then dirty glasses.
Yeah. I wonder if you'll frame them.
What a stupid person! Who's doing that? Yeah.
That's someone that has way too much money and no taste.
Yeah.
Like that's someone. That's definitely like someone that's selling coke. That's like someone that has way too much money that they can't tell the government about. So they have to just buy stupid shit.
But that's just buy. Why don't you buy glasses that have not been jizzed on?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, but like the glasses that haven't been jizzed on don't help anyone. But
oh, yeah. So him, he's like, people. I'm helping Beirut.
He's thinking about Beirut.
But how do you say that to people?
Yeah.
How did you help Beirut? So let me tell you, there was a pair of glasses that a bunch of adult gentlemen came on. Yeah.
I hope the auction is that whoever wins has to give money to the Red Cross or whoever the whatever organization is going to handle it, and not to Mia Khalifa. Because then how do you explain that to, like, your accountant and your, like, why did you write a check for $53,000 to a porn star? And you're like, tragedy.
Yeah, how do you explain that? Yeah. You give the account the glasses. Yeah. You're like, look, I'm telling you, children of the future. Yeah. Take a look. They're there. It's fucking, there's layers.
Did you say children of the future?
Yes. Yeah, there's layers to that one, Poseidon.
That was a good one.
Like
the jizz.
One. Yes. Yeah, very, that's crazy. Very tragic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of tragedy when you read. Like, at first I was like, how, like, we want to help. And you're like, I want to do something, but there's I don't even know what you could do.
I stopped beating up Arabs for that day just to show my solidarity.
Really?
Yeah. For one day.
That's very good. You're a good person.
I didn't know what to do. I called my friends who are Lebanese to see about their family and stuff. One of my buddies told me that, like, his grandparents, their windows, everything blew up.
Jesus.
Like, all that, but at least they're alive. There's a lot of people unaccounted for. So it's very fucked up, dude. It's very, just innocent people disappeared.
And does that leave long-term effects? Is that, like, you know, like an atomic bomb would, or a nuclear bomb?
I don't know. They said that the air was polluted.
Yeah, the sky turned orange.
Yeah, so it sounds fucking terrible.
And so people that didn't die are going to get cancer.
Something like that, yeah. It's this guy drank fucking asbestos water last week, so he's I'm telling you, this guy can survive anything. He's like a cockroach.
Just much larger and better dressed than a cockroach.
I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, you're like a cockroach is what I'm saying. But yeah, no, it's very, very bad. I wanted to bring that up so people don't think that we forgot about it, like it happened. I just don't know where to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least now we know there's no way that two planes could have destroyed the Twin Towers.
That's what you got from that?
No, that's not what I got from it.
So when you saw we're conducting an experiment.
Well, because look, that was the third biggest explosion in the history of mankind. It was Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and then this
one.
So
you think a plane crashed into Beirut?
No.
Or was it Tower? Do you think it's Tower 7? It's Tower 7 and Bill Gates that blew up Beirut.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, now at least we know.
Okay. So how do I'm not a scientist.
What do we know? Sorry, what do we know?
I'm not a scientist.
Please explain to us.
I'm not a scientist either, but now we know.
What do we know?
The jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Well, there was no jet fuel involved in this, so...
Yeah.
Similar, ammonium nitrate, whatever, same thing.
Similar.
Bro. Same thing, bro.
I think what you're trying to say, and you would say it if you weren't retarded, is that if ammonium nitrate at that level with that explosion would still leave buildings standing, how can two towers fall due to jet fuel, right? Being that...
Basically.
Okay, but that's not what you said. You made it sound like planes were hitting Beirut, and that absolves the World Trade Center. Like random.
I see what you mean.
You turned into your dad like this in an instant, and then that's what happened. Yeah, I see what you're saying. It is suspicious.
Well, I only did finish high school, so.
But what?
I only did finish high school, so.
Did you though?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Debatable.
Barely. Barely, like. Like, barely. Like, I had to cheat a bit.
He met a rapper friend today. We were at the studio, the new one.
Okay.
And there's a recording studio next door. There was rappers there. And there was a guy that he was giving dirty looks to, and he was giving him dirty looks. They were giving each other dirty looks.
He's
like,
got
the whole time, in and out. It was like about a half hour of every time they'd see each other, just like dirty looks. And I'm like, these guys are either going to fuck, you know, or... Yeah. And then he went outside to smoke, and the guy's like, yo, man, do you remember me? And Poseidon's like, no, I don't fucking remember you. But he's like... And then it turns out they were friends in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He just... Yeah.
So anyone that looks at you in the real world...
Oh, he
you,
loses his shit.
You think they're trying to start something?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. We almost beat up two fans here, like, last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Because the guy... And that wasn't his fault. That was my fault. The guy kept looking at me. I was like, if I turn around, this guy's looking at me one more fucking time. So then I go, hey, what the fuck are you looking at? And the guy's like, oh, je suis un grand fan. I'm like, oh, shit. I thought he was just causing trouble.
We're like gorillas.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Me more than you, I think.
Yes.
But you too.
Yeah.
The gorilla light.
I'm dyed gorilla.
I'm gorilla heavy.
I'm gorilla for the diabetes. Yeah. Anyways. So he wants to fight with anyone that looks at him.
Is the guy, is your friend, what's his name? His rap name.
Yeah, what is his rap name?
He told me, but I forgot it already.
Did he tell you his rap name?
Yeah. Well, and no, he's not a rapper. His friend is a rapper.
Oh, is it something funny like Kling Kling or something like that?
No. I honestly don't remember. He told me his name. I forgot his name already again.
What is he? They were Indians, Pakistanis, or were they?
They were of the brown nature.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you remember what they were?
I don't know. It could be Indian, Pakistani, Sri Lankan.
Oh, you have no idea?
No idea. Well, how do you tell them apart, bro?
No, because you know the guy. Yeah. You know the guy.
You went to see him as your best friend in high school for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking Chinese, bro. And the
this guy, this is how you get in trouble, because he'll do shit like that. I'll be like, this guy brought the packy. And then the guy's like, dude, I'm El Salvadorian. Hey. And then it starts shit, you know? He does that a lot. He mixes people up. So you don't know?
No.
Nah, I wanted to guess his stage name. His buddy's stage name. The little guy that was with him, he's the rapper?
Yeah.
Probably was
Indian,
he good?
Bro. I don't know.
Lil New Delhi. That's his name.
Lil New Delhi.
I like it.
Lil New Delhi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Master Mumbai.
Or what about Lil... bro, Lil Nan. Lil Nan. Lil Nan, bro. I fucks with that name.
DJ Samosa.
I like that name.
Is it DJ Samosa? Is it Samosa or Mimosa? Which one is it?
Yeah. I think it's Samosa.
So DJ Samosa.
Mimosa is like
the drink,
champagne,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Samosa. Yeah, that's good too.
That's a good name too.
Yeah, I like it.
I heard somebody was called once Young Spatula.
Okay. It's not bad either, actually. I like that.
He's always flipping shit, bro.
It's not awful.
Yeah.
I fucks with that. That's not awful.
Young Spatula.
Young Spatula.
Yeah.
So I finally, I sent in my letter to the municipal court that I am contesting the speeding ticket.
Okay.
And I attached, I didn't write anything, but I attached, they said you could attach like as many images as you want, like up to 10 or some shit. So I attached a photo of the specifications of my car and a map of Papineau in that area. So then when we go to court, they won't know why, but I'm telling them, please bring up the map and please bring up the, you know, the statistics. As you can see, Exhibit A, you know, if we will assume there's no traffic, but there was because it was 3:30 on a Monday, but we're saying there's no traffic. Even if I want to reach those speeds, I would have to pass this fucking dummy cop in order to get to that speed. So how did he stop me beforehand? I'll tell you how, because he's fucking lying. Case dismissed. I got this.
I got a speeding ticket this week, and the date on the ticket, I wasn't even in Montreal.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was at my country house. But I got a ticket, and I have no idea. And generally,
What date?
It was a Friday, and I remember that day I was in the country. So I don't drive in the country.
Maybe it was those cameras? Maybe it was...
Yeah, but those... At first, I thought maybe someone... But I thought about that, and I was like, oh, shit, that's the best thing to do to someone that you hate. Like, if your neighbor drives, like, a Toyota Camry and you hate him, you rent a Toyota Camry, take a picture of his license plate, fucking get it laminated, stick it over the real license plate, and then just drive, like, 200 miles an hour
Yo.
In front of
I'm down with this kind of revenge plot.
Yeah. So at first I thought maybe it's that, but when you get those tickets, they only charge you money. They don't take points away.
Yeah.
My thing, they took points away.
That's impossible.
That's impossible.
They can't prove you were driving the car.
Yeah, so I'm gonna write them or call them. But I'm probably just gonna end up doing nothing.
Maybe that's
don't pay.
Maybe that's the fucker who bought your BMW.
Oh, maybe it's this fucking guy. Yan.
It's true, he does have your Beamer.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn piece of garbage, Yan.
And Yan is known. Yan is known in the streets of Montreal.
Fuck.
He's known as a reckless driver.
You know how shitty that'd be? That he didn't even change the license plate?
But he's known as a reckless driver. Yeah. He hits minorities on purpose. Yeah, he's known for that. Yeah.
He doesn't know if they're Indian or Pakistani.
Doesn't care. Oh, doesn't care. He just hits them.
Whenever he sees a brown person, he's like, move over, rapper.
Little Mumbai, get the fuck out of here. Oh, fuck, that's dirty, dude.
Yeah, but I was, when I thought of that plan, that's the best way to fuck with someone. By getting, there are better ways of fucking with
there are better ways, but
that's
a good
easy way of fucking with someone.
Not easy, because you could get caught.
But you wear a hat with glasses?
I don't mean the camera, I don't think they care about that. I mean, what if you actually get stopped for speeding?
Yeah, and then they're like, sir, that's a photocopy of a license plate. Yeah.
Then you're in trouble twice.
Yeah.
And then you say, really? Huh, what are the odds? I didn't know that. Yeah, you blame the rental company people.
Go, that motherfucker.
You ever seen people that work at car rental places? They're fucking retards.
Really?
I want to know. I rented shoes.
So are you going to go back to your alleged car rental place?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
He's made a life decision.
Yeah.
He never wants to go back.
Yeah, that's true. That's what he said. I never
want to go back. His entire career depends on my success.
But it's not because it was the place. It was because... I just don't want to go back to 9 to 5 anymore.
Okay.
He never worked there 9 to 5. He always worked like 4
you
to 10.
You worked like 4 to midnight.
No, but what I'm trying to say is
you
that
do realize 9 to 5 isn't an expression. It's actual hours.
No, I know. Right? I know.
I can't go back to working 13 hours a week like a goddamn slave.
I work 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 6. No.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
No, it's like a 9 to 5 in the sense that like it's a 40-hour a week job.
Like a goddamn grown-up.
Yeah.
That's what humans do.
No, but I want to fucking...
You're supposed to work.
No, I know, but I no longer want to work
a lot.
No. That's not hard. I don't know how to phrase this. Hold on.
You don't want to work for real?
Control, alt, delete.
I don't want to work. Hold on, motherfucker.
I don't know why this is not getting to you guys. No. I don't want to work. I'll try it again. I don't want to work. Does that make sense?
No, but I want to... Look, hold on. I got to phrase this. I want to work for something that I really enjoy doing.
I want you, as soon as you get another job, we should just send that part of the podcast of you going, I don't want to work. I don't want to work to your new boss.
Basically, he's going to try his best to never have to go back to a regular job.
Real job. Okay. Yeah.
But by him trying his best, it means that he's betting his life on me being successful.
Because trying your best is just you looking at him and going, please make more money. Please. And when you do make more money, give it to me.
That's what it is. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like he's going to bet his money on someone. You found a good guy to bet your money on. That's what he's betting his money on.
So basically your career goal is you saw Entourage and you were like, I want to be Turtle.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Turtle. But our Turtle. He's Tortoise.
Yeah.
No, with the podcast and this, that, and the studio.
Yeah, we get what we're saying. We get it. Yeah.
But I'm not going to be doing nothing to get paid. I don't expect that.
Turtle on Entourage had a fucking... He had a
limo business.
A tequila business.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the series, he was worth like $9 billion.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to be a piece of shit like him.
You know what? I wouldn't mind opening an Ouzo business.
You wouldn't mind, but everyone around you would mind it very much. What do you know about Ouzo?
I could learn.
So the answer is nothing.
I know it's...
It's a liquid.
Look, I know it's alcohol that's made in Greece. How it's made, I don't know.
Yeah, so you don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, bro. I could Google it.
But then how do you know that's a business you would like?
It's a lot of money to make with a ouzo business in Montreal from a guy that doesn't really know anything about alcohol.
Doesn't make sense.
People are going to line up, throw their money at you.
You'd make more money becoming the fucking, I don't know, the cleaner of Mia Khalifa's glasses. Like, you'd be make more money doing that, probably.
I think so.
Yeah, but you have to clean them with your
tongue. Yeah, but she's out of the porn industry now. Now she's bashing it all the time.
Oh, what is she doing now?
Yeah, now she's like trying to get signatures to get her videos off of Bang Bros.
That's not a job. What is she doing for work?
Yeah. Well, I don't fucking know, bro. I don't know the woman's life.
Well, you knew enough.
No, I just know that from articles that have popped up that she's bashing the porn industry and she's bashing Bang Bros.
She's bashing the porn industry. She's like, fuck you guys for getting money
she's
in notoriety
she's
back
it
then.
Like consensual rape, something like that, that it ruined her life.
Consensual rape?
Yeah, some weird shit like that.
Consensual That's something rape? Written in the diary of a rapist.
Yeah.
It was rape, but it was consensual rape.
Because, like,
she said no, but only in English.
Because, like, apparently. Yeah.
Consensual rape. Is that a thing that you just made up, or you actually read that?
I think I read it.
Okay.
It's possible I may have read it.
I think I read it.
Your Honor, I thought she said yes. I thought, Dios mío, no, man, let's do this. I didn't. God damn. I don't fucking speak Mexican, Your Honor. Come on.
Oh, shit. So what's happening is, like, 'cause she's out of the porn industry now, and she's trying to collect these signatures to get Bang Bros to stop editing. Because what Bang Bros is doing, they're editing her videos and splicing them up to look like they're brand new and then putting them back up and making money off of them.
Okay. But didn't they pay for those videos? Didn't they get releases?
Yeah, exactly.
So then?
So that's...
What I'm saying is it's shitty, but how are they the bad guys if they own the rights to that?
They're not. They do. They own the rights. She signed the shitty contract is what I'm saying. Because a lot of people jumped online and they were defending her and they're like, the porn industry, they're a bunch of rapists. This, that.
There is rape in the porn industry.
Well,
too,
obviously, man. There's rape in every industry, bro.
Hold on.
There's.
Hold on. Me and Mike can say that, but you, what kind of rape is there at the car rental place?
I don't fucking know, bro. not that I know.
There's rape in every industry. Which car rental place has the most most rapists? We know the one with the most racists. It's
Dollar
all you
thrifty.
Work at.
Dollar,
but
she wanted an Acura.
Dollar Thrifty.
She left with... What, Dollar Thrifty rapes people? Is it part of a package?
What? I'm just talking shit. I don't know.
Could you imagine, though, that Dollar Thrifty is just a whole rape thing?
I like that you say, imagine if they're all rapists and his reaction is, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, cool story, bro. Yeah, so every industry has rape. Okay, go on.
I guess. I don't know. I'm paraphrasing.
So that's not what paraphrasing
that's
means.
That's not what paraphrasing...
I know.
That's not... That's actually closer to parachuting than it is paraphrasing.
Where was I going with Mia Khalifa?
You were saying that the porn industry has a lot of rape.
Oh, yeah. She started bashing the porn industry that they're all scumbags and this, that. And then other porn stars came out defending the porn industry, saying that they love what they do and that Mia Khalifa is a dumb bitch and all that shit.
I don't know her personally. I've never met her.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just saying. Like,
did they call her a dumb bitch?
Yeah.
Publicly?
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, and if you Google, it's probably porn stars that said, we're sorry she feels that way. Yeah. And he was like, exactly. Dumb bitch.
shit.
But honestly, if you're going to ever write a book or release an album, it has to be called Poseidon Consensual Rape. Yeah. That's what it has to be called.
Never.
Never?
Why?
It's like, what does that mean? Oh, you'll see.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but she's now... I actually do know what she's doing to make money.
Oh, what is she?
Shit.
She does, like, sports commentary. She kind of has,
Lisa Ann, no?
She does the same exact thing as Lisa Ann. But
Lisa Ann is good at fantasy football picks.
Yeah, she's... Mia Khalifa is only about teams in Washington. Like, she's a crazy
Redskins fan?
No, mostly the Capitals, the hockey team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ovechkin and such.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if she's I think basketball too. I'm not sure if she knows anything about football. Whereas Lisa Ann, it's mostly football.
Yeah, Lisa Ann likes basketball too. But you know what I don't like about the Washington teams? That with the names, they're always so shitty. They're all like the basketball team used to be called the Bullets.
Okay.
The Washington Bullets.
What are they called now?
The Wizards.
They went from Bullets to Wizards?
Because they said Bullets is too violent. But what about Wizards?
Yeah. Wizards are actually more violent than
more
bullets.
Violent.
Yeah.
Priests are dressed like wizards when they fuck kids, bro. Yeah. They're Washington pedophiles, bro. That's who they are.
And the KKK, what do they call them? They're called
the Wizards, the Grand Wizards. Wizards.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A KKK-themed NBA team. Yeah. There's layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder canceled. If the KKK, that's their favorite team.
Could you imagine?
And they're like, we fucking love them. But not all the players. Yeah. We have problem with all of the good players we don't like.
Yeah.
But that guy on the third string, he's good.
Yeah.
The guy that can't shoot, he's my dude.
And that guy cleaning the surface between quarters, I like that kid. I like him.
He should be the captain.
Yeah, those five starters, fuck them. I don't like them. Yeah, it's fun. The Wizards, because bullets is too violent.
Yeah.
But, it's a sport. You want, like... team name like Warriors
like
and shit.
Every team names well for they're supposed to be violent.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to like be afraid of them.
Yeah, it's competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's a weird name.
Well, actually, no. The Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
The Canadiens. Like, oh, these guys are gonna come apologize all night. I can't. But hockey names are cooler. Nordiques was a cool name. Quebec City Nordiques. That was a cool name. That's a cool logo.
The Whalers was
I like the name
because there was no Whalers in Hartford.
Yeah, there's no whales there.
Yeah, no whales. So why would you'd have the worst business if you were a professional
a whaler
in Hartford?
No, it was a Hartford Whalers. Yeah, the whales, and then where did they move to? Because they turned.
I don't know where they moved.
Atlanta had the Thrashers.
Yeah,
they would thrash you. Right?
Yeah,
that's a good name.
Yeah.
The Thrashers, the Canucks. You know what the Canucks is? It's a derogatory name for Canadians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's just they ripped off the Montreal Canadiens.
And they made it racist.
Yeah. They're like, I want to be the Canadiens. Yeah. They already exist. Okay, we're the Canucks. What? That's the same thing. That's like, I want to be the Montreal Chinese. You can't. I'm going to be the Vancouver Chinks.
Yeah, that's it. That's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
That's
and everybody's
funny.
Just cool with it. They're like, all right, we don't want him to go any further down. We don't want
that's because Canadians are white.
We're like, we're the Vancouver. No, stay with the Canucks. Stay with the Canucks. That's fine. We're cool with it.
No one's offended by the word Canuck, though.
I'm not offended by
probably, you know how stupid 2020 is? There are probably some people who are offended by the word Canuck.
For sure.
They're like, that's insulting. Canuck.
You know what's insulting? That Vancouver has a fucking hockey team. That's what's insulting, bro. The Canucks. I'm talking shit about Vancouver just to piss them off.
I like Vancouver, though.
No, I'm
have
just busting balls.
Have you ever been to Vancouver?
No, I have no problem with Vancouver. I said it because I like when people watch and they take
and they
us too
angry.
Seriously
yeah.
and they get angry. I've seen some comments are the best comments. Like, you sons of bitches! I believe in this! It's like, guys, we're not serious. Yeah. We're fucking around. Like, calm your tits.
And I never understood people that get offended if you insult their city.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like your fucking father started Vancouver. Like, it's not like your dad invented Vancouver and us shitting on Vancouver is insulting your family.
Well, that's why we don't mind. Like, if somebody comes here and they're like, Montreal, the city shit and stuff, we're like,
yeah, okay,
hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah, we don't have a lot of options to vote for, so they keep fucking us over. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Especially when people come here and say, this place sucks, and you're like, you came here on vacation.
Yeah, I love you.
How fucking stupid are you that you're like, that place is a shithole. I should go there for 14 days.
Yeah, I never in my life said, I need a vacation. I'm going to Albania.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like... Crazy.
But you're right. I never understood people who came to vacation here. Like, what They came to see.
You
like,
never understood why they came to vacation.
Yeah,
here.
They came to see basically a light up bridge and the fucking knockoff Notre Dame.
Well, it's one of the first main cities of Canada. It's fucking close to New York. We got the Montreal Canadiens, big history. There's stuff to see here.
Ah. About the Canucks.
What?
There's nothing about people being offended by the word, but there's a lot of question. There's a lot of people questioning if it's an offensive word. So it's as if, you know, will it insult a Canadian if I call them Canucks? It's you know. They're trying to...
like, they're asking...
I think they're just
trying to find something to insult us.
I think
us.
The reason why it doesn't insult anyone is because when you think Canuck, you think of, like, a white dude. And generally, white dudes don't get offended by shit. It's white dudes are like, I don't care.
I don't know which white dudes we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Antifa. They're always fucking offended by everything, right? But yeah. They're all white.
It's the equivalent of Yankees.
Yeah, Yankees isn't offensive either.
No.
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes people in the South say that, like in Texas. Like, look at those Yankees. Who's offended by Yankees?
Yeah.
Is that really your best word?
And that's
you're an adult man. That's like somebody getting mad and be like, you dumb dumb.
Yeah. But you're... and plus you're insulting someone by calling them the name of the best baseball team in history.
Yeah. You fucking
you're like,
successful.
You goddamn 96 Chicago Bull.
Yeah.
What?
Like, all right, I'll take that.
Oh, shit. I was Googling racial slurs for Greeks.
Yeah.
A while back.
You don't need Google, sir. I got it.
Because I was arguing with a coworker, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, I got to find a racial slur for Greeks.
They say
like,
fucking Greeks.
Yeah.
They say fucking Greeks.
What else?
Tzatziki, souvlaki face.
Souvlaki face.
That's like a 5-year-old thing.
I don't know. That, look, that's the only ones I've
Poutine
heard.
Poutine head. These are stupid.
Yeah. Souvlaki face.
I've heard.
In Australia, it's wog.
It's what?
Wog.
Wog?
Wog.
Wog. They call the Greeks their wogs.
Why?
And apparently it's really offensive.
Why?
And to me, I'm like, that is ridiculous.
But
that
what does it stand for?
I don't fucking know. Who cares? I'm not Australian. All retards,
like,
bro. I don't
know. You know, like WAP stands for, what does it stand
without
for?
Without papers.
Yeah, without papers. What does wog stand for? Without
guns. I don't fucking know, bro. The point is
without, maybe without Greece, because they're not in Greece anymore.
Maybe I don't
but that doesn't make sense.
And apparently it's offensive, and I was like, who gets offended? If somebody comes up to me and calls me a wog, I'd be like, bro, you have a speech impediment. What is happening? What is you know, but that I've never heard, we don't have any hard ones that people turn their heads to.
Well even like French Canadian, like when people call us peppers.
Even that pepper.
Who fucking
I never
cares?
Understood that one.
Pepper's delicious. Pepper, it's because it's and it's
I don't
stupid.
Know where it comes from.
It's because of Pepsi, because French Canadians drank Pepsi instead of Coke. And it was short for Pepsi, even though pepper is as long as Pepsi.
And it's another word.
Yeah, and it's another word. So they're trying to say we're stupid by fucking everything up.
Yeah. You're so... Yeah, I'm going to show you how
you're so dumb, you're a pepper. What? Like that drink? It's black. Pepsi? Yeah, pepper.
It's so stupid. Frogs? Not that racist.
Yeah, frog. Yeah, I love when French people get insulted by frog. Who cares?
But you know what that shows you? It doesn't matter how stupid the word. You only care about intention.
Yeah.
Like if somebody says you're a table, you're like, whatever. But if somebody really means like you fucking table, you're like, hey, fuck you, bro. I'm not a table. Nobody eats on me. You know, you just get defensive.
Yeah.
You get defensive for no reason when really you should be like, yeah, I don't want a table. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Get out of here. Yeah, it shouldn't be an issue. I don't know.
But I think wog is the least offensive insult I've ever heard.
But we're also not in Australia, so I don't know there.
Yeah.
Because, like, maybe in Australia, I don't know, they're dropping N-bombs left and right. I don't fucking know. Like, I don't know.
One of the insults that he Googled, then he kept calling
me
after.
You said that you Googled.
Huh?
You're like, I Googled a thing.
You said you Googled.
Like, he Googled.
Together, I guess. I don't know.
Like on a date?
Because you needed help?
No, we were at work. No.
Did you need help to Google?
He wanted, because I
how old is this fucking story? You haven't worked since February. And you're like, last week I Googled something.
Like, he needed help. He's like, bro, where do I go to Google things?
So he was like, you're typing into the TV.
So I kept busting his balls, right? And he goes, I got to find a racial insult for you.
What nationality was he?
He was a Hispanic.
What were you calling him?
A wetback.
Ah, that's a there's so many better ones. A wetback. I never found that offensive.
I would mess with him.
Even these are not.
Order pizza. I don't know.
What country was he from? Or is his family from?
Cuba.
Cuba. Okay, yeah.
So could have called him a dirty communist.
He was very against communism. Yeah, he hates communism. His parents escaped communism.
Let me ask you a question. How fucked up, for Cubans, do you think it fucks their head? When they, because you have to escape normally Cuba.
Yeah.
You escape Cuba, bro. You tell Fidel Castro go fuck himself. You come here and you see his son in charge of this country. You don't think that fucks their heads? You think that fucks with people?
No.
And plus, being called a wetback is a good thing. That means his fucking family escaped.
Man, that means they ran.
They swam across the ocean.
But like,
you
but
know how amazing that is?
I think everyone wants to pretend like, oh, us too. Like, no one wants to allow black people to have anything anymore. Even that. They're like, no, you think you guys are offended? I'll tell you, sir, I'm very offended too.
Yeah.
They called me a Karen. Yeah, so the N thing, whatever. Like, they're fucking, just calm down. Let black people have this one fucking thing. You can't let them have that.
I saw someone on Twitter trying to steal the Karen thing. Because Karen comes from the movie Goodfellas.
Okay.
Because, his wife was Karen, and she was always, being a Karen.
Yeah.
And then someone...
And then he beat up the neighbors. Remember that?
Yeah. He fucked up the neighbors, But then someone wrote, no, it's not. It's called Karens because of black people.
What?
And then I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And then someone explained it. They were like, because black people saw the movie Goodfellas. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. It's from the movie Goodfellas. It's not because black people saw Goodfellas that it's called a Karen.
What a...
That's doesn't retarded. Make sense.
Yeah, so they're blaming black people for Karen?
Yeah, but this person was. I should just fucking block people on Twitter instead of just fucking going... And plus, I don't even write people publicly anymore. I DM them. So I'm like, why am I doing this?
I only replied to one person once this week. Just to try and see what they're thinking, but everyone I see doesn't even know what the fuck they're talking about. There was a guy on Twitter that was talking to me and Poseidon that I was talking to him. I guess they just saw a news story about you going to the Supreme Court. I don't know how CBC wrote it, but they're under the impression that you went to a child, made him cry, a handicapped. By the way, they keep calling him handicapped. The guy's not. Imagine being online, you're like, I'm not fucking retarded. And they're like, he was mean to a retard. You're like, Jesus Christ, I'm not a fucking. Yeah. So anyway, that you went up to a kid. You made him cry to the point where he wanted to commit suicide. That's what they're saying, which is nowhere near what the fuck happened. They're not talking. First of all, he's an adult. They keep saying that he's a child. Like, all kinds of crazy shit. I don't know if it's the CBC that's purposely mistranslating to make it seem like that, or if it's just people read a headline and they fill in the dots. I don't know what it is.
I had one woman this week. I answered a woman. She wrote me. She was like, your dark humor is... She was like, your dark humor is very stupid. And then I just Googled dark humor. And because I remember there was an article I saw a year ago that laughing at shit that's dark is a sign of intelligence. And people that can't understand comedy in tragic situations
are
idiots. So I just replied with a link to the article. And I hope that she's smart enough to understand, but she's not.
No, there's not a chance of help.
And then a minute later, her husband wrote me, and he sent a fucking... I've been getting a lot of pictures from people. I think they're too fucking stupid to write, so they'll send me a fucking, GIF that they find, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is my life now.
I get a lot of people sending me pictures of their tits.
Of tits?
Yeah. That's nice. Get a lot of tit pictures. But I don't share them with anybody because I, unlike him, am a goddamn gentleman. However, a lot of tit pics, unsolicited.
Really?
Yeah. Look at his inbox, filled with dick pics. All solicited.
Do you get a lot of dick pics?
No, I've never gotten a dick pic.
You will now, though.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Because of this asshole.
The Poseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
His DMs are open.
Phone number 514.
I never give people's numbers out like that for gags. You know why? Just because I know how annoying it is dealing with the phone companies to change your number.
Yeah.
So I don't want nobody to go through that. It's fucking
Or you could just block the number.
No, no, but if everyone has your number, you're not going to sit there blocking 1,000 numbers.
That's true. I don't think.
Is that what you have done? Listen, bro, I got to take the week off. Why? I got to block some numbers.
I didn't.
Words.
Think ahead.
Words. I didn't. Words and things.
He is good, though. He's fun. You don't. He's more excited than me about the new studio.
Really?
He's fucking. Yeah, you get more excited than. You get more hyped up than. Well, it's going to be your office, the second studio.
Yeah.
So he's. I'm leaving him in charge.
Are you going to get a name plaque for the door?
Yeah.
Really? You're,
the door in the rental studio is called the Mike Ward Theater of Dreams. And then my studio, I don't know what to call it. I don't have a name for it. I don't know. What should I call it, Poseidon?
The Wog Room.
Oh, I should just have racial slurs. Like the five best ones. And then have you walk the door and they know what they're getting into.
Yeah. Or what about... Nah, never mind.
What were you going to say?
That's stupid.
What's your mom's name?
That's shut the fuck
up. No, no, I'm saying, what's your mom's name?
I forgot. But I'm not going to say my mother's name.
You forgot your mom's name?
No, I didn't, but I'm not going to say my mom's name.
You're the Canadian Joe Biden.
I can name it after your mom.
No, you don't have to. I was going to say name it the pants closet. Like I said, it was stupid. I know.
Pant
I
closet.
Thought of it.
Pant
look,
closet, because look, Pantelis and closet.
Pa- yeah.
He's, so it's. So you're.
Amazing.
Oh, shit.
I was going to do you the honors. Tell your mom that you named something after her. But you got all fucking weird.
No.
You would have succeeded. You would have
been
dream.
A goddamn hero.
You would have been coming in and out of his mom every day. It would have been.
Oh.
She would have.
You're nasty.
I'm nasty, Mr. Everybody gets stuck in vacuum cleaners or whatever the fuck your videos were. You remember that when he went through a phase? Everyone was getting stuck in windows.
That was hot videos in Canada, okay? Not recommended, okay? In Canada.
Where do you live?
Not recommended. Yeah, but
wait, they were not. They were not recommended. They were highly not recommended.
No, they weren't recommended to me out of my selection, right?
Yo,
like out of what I watch.
Speaking of recommended, you know how you get targeted ads? So on my cell phone, I have a VPN. I use a... What's the VPN I use? ExpressVPN.
Okay, yeah.
I have it on my phone and my computer. But on the computer, it's never on. But on the phone, it's always on. And I go to New York or whatever. So I think because a lot of people use it, it just mixes everything up. Because on Instagram, I had, you know, Wish. It was at like 9 slides that you do. All of them crazy. The first one was a thing that you put on your dick so it could suck your dick for you. So I'm like, is that, what the fuck? It's like a dick sucker, basically.
It got mixed up with my VPN.
But here's the thing. So you think, okay, the next one's similar. So I'm like, what the fuck? I slide Lego set for kids. Legos, bro. Lego for the next one. Then stuff for your ankles, for your thighs, like women's stuff, whatever. And then other sex toys, like random shit. It was the most fucked up. And I messaged my friends. I go, why am I getting, like, is Wish just random shit? And like, no, it's based on your search history. I was like, I never looked for any of these fucking things. Like, how is it? And then I figured out it's because of the fucking VPN. So everybody who's using that is looking for random shit. So they're trying their best to show me what they think I like. And it's dick sucking machines and Legos.
And most people that like use a VPN changer, it's because they want to either search embarrassing stuff or illegal stuff. But there's one dude that was like ashamed Legos.
Yeah,
he was like, what's he doing with those Legos?
He's using VPN because he's ashamed. He's like, no one's going to know. And he's getting dick sucking machines. Yeah. That fucking ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was all crazy shit on Wish.
Yeah.
Well, Legos are for like 10 years old to 99 years old, so it's fine.
No, they're not. Legos are from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Right?
On the box,
10 to 99.
On the box, it says maximum 99 years old.
It doesn't say 99 years old.
Sure? Where did I see?
I think it says maximum 99, yeah.
I feel like
that's
I saw
a,
that
That's
somewhere.
A joke to make fun of old people, I think.
Should like when they're 100, it? They can't play with Legos.
Yeah.
Should we Google it?
Do you want to ask your friend to help you? Or?
Yeah. Do you have
Oh, you guys made me forget. Yeah. So the racial slur that came up for Greeks. I forgot the other one.
Oh, okay, you're still there.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
does it
I forgot.
Start with an N and end with an R?
Yes.
Oh, really? All right.
Let me. So we Google them because, like, we kept busting each other's
Carry
balls,
on.
Right? We were cool like that, right? We kept busting each other's. I gotta find a really
you
funny
were
racial
cool
slur.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. We were homies at work.
Okay. Yeah.
And
By insulting each other's race.
Yeah.
So one of them that came up is the words olive nigger.
Oh, yeah, you could say that,
So he called me that for like 5 months, and then he quit.
And Poseidon would walk in after that with a sideways hat. He's like, am I cool now? yeah, you use it for anybody, though. They do that for everyone. Sand, they do it for anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I've
not original.
Never heard, though. I've heard the the sand one, but never olive.
Yeah.
That means you can use it for everyone.
Everyone. That's what I'm trying to do. I told you, they don't want black people to have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of world we live in right now.
Goddamn Antifa.
Oh, you blame Antifa for this?
Yes, because they're communists.
They are communists, so that's true. I don't like them. Not Antifa's not communist. It's the Black Lives Matter people that are communists. Antifa, technically speaking, they shouldn't want anything.
Why?
But a lot of them, yeah, you're right. A lot of them are communists. Yeah. Actually, yeah, you're right.
But why wouldn't they want anything?
Like, they want anarchy.
I love that you've never heard the word anarchy.
No,
before.
I have.
You never heard anarchy?
I've heard it.
Okay.
No.
But you were looking at him like he was like,
no, but they
he
still,
made that word up.
But they still technically want something. They want anarchy, no?
But not a form of government, basically. But it's crazy because all the people that you see doing that shit, they're all these scrawny little dudes that if it was no rules, they would be the first to get raped and murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they should want all the rules.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, they should want all the rules.
Yeah. Imagine, there's no rules, he'd be out there fucking consensual raping everyone out there. Like, he'd ruin it. Yeah, I don't know how he went. Oh, yeah, the racial slurs. Yeah. So were you upset that we don't have any good racial slurs against us?
Yeah, I was upset.
You see what I mean? We're fucking idiots.
Like, I would love to hear.
How many Greek people are there? There's
about 20 million in the world.
20 million in the world. So you guys deserve more racial insults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we get good threats, though. We get good threats. Like, the Turkish government is always threatening to cut our heads off and drown us in the water and stuff.
Yeah. But they're not ending it with a racial slur.
I know. That's the problem. That's the problem. We need better racial slurs against us. I don't know how you get them, though.
I've gotten ass fucker.
Ass
you got ass
fucker.
No, I've gotten ass fucker, like as a racial slur because
that's not a racial slur. Many really people are out there fucking asses, sir.
And then what I tell people is like, hey, you better fucking be careful then.
So you threaten them with rape?
Yeah.
So they say that you rape asses.
Yeah, fight fire with rape.
Yeah. You're like, I don't rape asses, but if you don't watch out, I'm gonna rape your ass. Like, is that?
Yeah. I don't fuck asses, I rape them.
They call you ass fucker?
I've been, as a racial slur for Greeks, I've been called an ass fucker.
That's funny. I would love that.
By one of your customers? Or
By people in general.
Look at this ass fucker.
Look, there's a problem with the car. Who rented the car? That fucking ass fucker.
That's amazing. Yeah. Who called you an ass fucker?
Yeah, people.
Yeah, who?
Who?
How often is this happening? Yeah,
it's happened like 2-3 times.
People means a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like 2-3 times it happened.
In the same week or?
No, like by the same person. Like.
Oh, okay. No, so shit. It's one dude.
Yeah. Ah,
did you fuck this guy in the ass?
No.
Okay.
So you're upset that there's no good racial slurs against us. What are you going to do about it?
You should start one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what?
That's the magic of this, right? So the better it is, the more it'll catch on, the more likely you are to be remembered in history as a traitor to his people.
What?
I'm just saying.
Why traitor?
Well, you're going to be remembered for the wrong reasons, but at the same time, all the right reasons. I'll give you a tip.
I'll give you a tip.
Yeah, okay. If you want to have a good racial slur, it needs to be one word. Forget ass fucker, too long.
Okay.
One word. Should end with an R. R, hard R, are normally good. We've seen this. They work, okay? How you get to the R, that's the strategy. That's the magic.
Can't think of anything.
Well, that's not the first time that happens. but if you do, come back and let us know, because I think we can use it. What would you... If you want to hurt someone with a racial slur, right? But the person you're trying to hurt doesn't have any good racial slurs against them, what do you do? What if a Serbian pisses you off? What do you say?
Call him a dirty Serb.
So you just add dirty?
Yeah.
Like they do to us, dirty Greek.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. You think they're going to be offended?
It's not that bad, yeah.
You have a Portuguese slur.
I'm a little dirty, actually.
You have a Portuguese slur?
No.
Spanish? Spanish, yeah, speak.
Just retard, because they speak with a lisp. España.
Oh, you're talking about from Spain?
Yeah, yeah, from Spain. Spanish from Spain.
He's not wrong. I can't say that he's wrong.
Just retard is...
You ever heard them?
Yeah. They do that because it was a prince, right, that had a lisp. So everyone started talking like him so he wouldn't feel different.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
We should do that with him.
Yeah. Just every time we talk, just stop and go, I don't know.
I don't know.
Fucking.
There's some countries don't have a good one. Yeah. I don't know how we got to this. It's a really fucking weird corner.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Because now I want to break it. I want to find a good racial slur. But then if it's too good, I'm going to get in trouble.
Why?
If everybody starts using an amazing racial slur against Greeks, they're going to be like, where did this come from? And then my fucking face is going to be there. It's going to be CTV News all over again when they said that I sympathize with North Koreans. It's the same fucking shit.
Little kids are going to cry because of you. Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. I got phone calls. I had no idea. I don't follow them on social media. It was people who called me. It's like, why are you?
Oh, yeah. CTV News said that you sympathize with North Korea.
Yeah, with Kim Jong-un at the time. Whoever was the first.
The father?
Yeah. Il? It just had my face like this.
And what had you said?
I said, I don't like him. Or we should not give in to fucking North Korea. Fuck him. Do whatever we want. And then they took that, said the complete opposite. Yeah.
And how is that news? Like, that's very... What the fuck is
wrong? It was a slow news week.
Look, Mike, I don't know if you know this. The city revolves around me, apparently, and what I feel about North Korea. It's not news. It's fucking crazy. It's complete insanity. And also, at least say the truth. Don't make it look like I said that I said.
You know what it probably was? It was probably some newbie reporter. And I was like, I got to make a name for myself reporting. And then he thought he had a hot take. He probably even misunderstood himself, which we're trying to say. It's like, I got a hot take. People are sympathizing.
It wasn't
with
hard
Korea.
To understand what I said. Yeah. How do you take fuck North Korea and turn it into this guy loves North Korea? Like, how do you change that, you know?
Maybe he understood I want to fuck North Koreans.
Yeah.
And you like them.
What, were you the journalist? What are you talking about? But it's like I was reading your they wrote a piece on you at CTV, and I know the joke in French. Your joke with Psy Jeremy, and they didn't quote it properly. The guy wrote it in English, but it was incorrect.
Yeah, and he wrote like that.
He wrote that you were saying people are just nice to him because he's handy, which was the opposite. Yeah. It was be nice to him because, but he wrote his own fucking version of the joke.
And then he wrote like, I did a joke that the kid wouldn't die. Yeah. And then because he wouldn't die, I actually tried to murder him.
Yeah, that's what he wrote. That's
in
what he wrote.
Real life.
What?
That's what he wrote. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was the same week as Steve Faggy. You know the guy from, I think he used to
Fagstein. The radio guy, yeah.
Yeah. He wrote a thing about how CFCF12 was closing, and I was like, good.
Yeah.
I'm fucking happy.
Yeah, fuck these people.
Fuck them. Yeah,
the media is fucking garbage.
Garbage, yeah.
They're just making stuff. I never, when I was younger, it used to seem all like just made up, like in the sense, oh, people are over exaggerating. And now that I get to see it firsthand, I'm like, holy fuck, they're lying. I see complete lies, and they know that they're doing it. They know that they're lying, but they don't care. They don't retract stories. Like we were talking about last week, Chris D'Elia. Yeah. The second Chris D'Elia showed up with receipts, you think they'd come back and be like, sorry, we didn't have all the information. We called him a rapist. Nobody retracted anything. They left all the links up there. No, they didn't want to come clean. Yeah. They just ruined the guy's career. Yeah.
That I'm actually angry at because they even used him acting in the movies and in the shows.
As a pedophile?
Being a pedophile. They actually used that against him, which is fucking insane.
That's very bad for you. Yeah. If they use everything you say on these podcasts, you're going to jail for a long time, I think.
I think too, like, but he, do you think his career's over or no?
I can't tell anymore. Like, it depends how hardcore his fans are. Because Louis's able to do whatever he wants because he has a good fan base. He could release stuff on his own website. He's going to make his money. He's fine. He could even tour.
I don't think Chris D'Elia is popular enough, though.
That's the problem.
I don't think he has real fans.
So then, if he didn't do anything wrong, it sucks that his fucking career's over.
Yeah.
Just, we needed a victim. We needed someone that week to blame all our problems
on. Yeah, he's the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. What we should have done, I think, is go full hardcore and fucking
fuck the little kids.
No, sue people. Sue them for a fucking...
Well, look, man, if you're going to accuse me...
Hold on.
If you're going to accuse me, I'm going to find your kid, and the most handsome one is going to get ass fucked. I'm not Greek, but I'm going to fuck him in the ass anyway. I'm the real ass fucker.
What's your plan, Poseidon?
Can he sue them for defamation?
Stop saying defamation.
But it is, because he's not actually a rapist.
He's not a rapist, but the way they wrote it was kind of like he's a predator instead of a rapist. So they said, well, we didn't say he raped. We said he's a predator, right? Yeah. And then this could be considered predatory. This could be, it's just...
And plus they didn't say he was a predator. They did a weird thing that they said he was grooming, which makes it seem even creepier.
Yeah.
Because
the best part is the girl that they said he groomed, she messaged him when she was like 18, 16, whatever the fuck she was, and she told him how old. So he just ignored her for 3-4 years, and then she replied to him when she was 21 or something that they wanted to fuck, and the first time he still didn't reply, he replied to her a year later, but she had deleted all those messages in her thread.
Okay.
And he still is called a groomer. He ignored someone for 5 years. Groomer.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I don't like the guy. I don't have anything personal. Like, I don't know him. I don't like the guy. It's just... It's unfair to fuck someone over like that when you see all the facts after. I hate
that
shit. I
have two friends that I realized like to fuck 17-year-olds. Because two of my friends, like when I was talking about Chris D'Elia, and I was like, yeah, he was grooming a 17-year-old. And then they were like, yeah, that's legal. Because technically it is legal.
I don't even like to hang out with 17-year-olds.
The age is 16. The age of consent in California is 16. But I was like, if you know that... That means that you fucking Googled that, right? Because I wouldn't, like, I'm 46, and I wouldn't be able to have sex with anyone under 25.
You can't even talk to them.
Yeah. Because the reason why I couldn't fuck someone under 25 is my dick isn't good enough for someone under 25.
No, there's like, that. That's funny. But I got
an old man dick. I need someone that's seen another old man dick.
I don't even like
that's
hanging
a good
out.
Old man dick.
I can't even hang out with 20-year-olds. Like sometimes if we're out and we hear people talking, like it's a group of young people, we want to strangle all of them. They're dummies. You know what I mean? It's just the shit they talk about. It annoys you. You know what I mean? So even if it was legal, it's I want to kill them all. Which I don't think that's any better either. That's
I think you're better off grooming someone than murdering them.
It's just, I get annoyed easy, especially in conversation. I get annoyed very, very easy.
You should groom them for suicide.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
I like where this is going.
They're like, he was talking to me, he asked how old I was. I said I was 16. And then do you want me to send you a picture of my tits? No, I want you to find your dad's gun. Put it in your mouth. That'll turn me on so much, baby.
One less teenager. No, I just mean that they're annoying. Like, even Chris D'Elia, the shit that, like, how do you have a conversation?
Yeah.
You can't.
How do you can't.
The two fucking...
They're going to start TikTok dancing for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're too fucking...
TikTok's sure. Getting banned in the States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that.
That's why I brought it up. Why I brought it up. Go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where else am I going to see these kids dance, bro? No.
So I actually spoke about it on my In Bed with Poseidon.
Nice. Patreon.com/Pantelis.
And what's funny is a lot of... yes. There you go. A lot of media companies... Like, CNN and all that bullshit.
Yeah,
came
media
out saying,
companies.
Saying that Trump banning TikTok is racist and xenophobic. Which I don't think it is, but I want to get your input.
It's just, like...
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
How is it racist?
Well, that's what I said.
What was their explanation?
He said, wasn't it that he said if Microsoft buys the American version of TikTok, they can stay?
Yeah.
But like,
he doesn't want China spying on us anymore.
Except if like TikTok sells a sort of franchise to Microsoft, they can still spy on us.
Well, China is not supposed to have the servers anymore. Microsoft's supposed to take everything over. So he's like, I can't let the Chinese spy on us. Microsoft, Bill Gates, he's been spying on us for years.
Yeah.
So keep spying.
That's crazy. It's crazy how people are like, we gotta watch out. We can't let these big companies spy on us. But then we spend our fucking days on Instagram taking pictures of where we are, what we're doing. We fucking all have Alexa. We like.
You could kill him. You know how easily it is to track him. He fucking documents everything.
Not everything.
Everything. Where he is, his car, what he's wearing, all that, at what time. You know how easy it is? I'm just telling you guys, if anybody wants to kill him, you could track him down and kill him easily. I'm not telling you to do it, by the way. Legally, I'm supposed to disclose this. But if you want to do, he's one of the easiest people to murder. You could lure him in with sex.
Look, it's easy to find me.
Yeah. But you're saying...
That's all I'm going
to
say.
Hard to kill you, though.
I'm not saying anything.
It's also easy to have sex with you, so...
It is. It is.
You could kill him. But yeah, what you were saying is we give off all this information.
Yeah. So I don't know why we're so afraid of companies that are spying on us when they don't even have to spy on us.
Well, yeah.
And even like without TikTok, like my wife doesn't have TikTok on her phone, and our neighbor, like the new place we have, she just said his name, and like in the kitchen, and then her phone, like her Facebook was like, you should follow. They suggested that she should follow him, but he's a man in his 70s. That
he's on TikTok.
He's doing all those dances. No, he on Facebook, but like so, all of those companies just spy on us.
Yeah, they also. Oh, I know that. I know. We've tested. Remember, 2 years ago on the podcast, we did it live in front of people. We didn't realize because I thought it was a conspiracy that they can't listen to your shit.
Yeah, they listen to everything.
Random shit we were talking about that I've never searched. We started getting that night ads on my phone on Instagram just because I talked about it. Yeah, it's always listening. Well, very scary.
Google is being sued for like $5 billion or something.
Oh yeah, because even when you go to incognito, they save all your shit because
they're not supposed to.
They're saying they were trying to get psychological profiles on everyone because they want to know what you shop, what turns you on, where you spend most of your time. So they need to take all your info, including the private tabs, the stuff that you're hiding from people, to get a psychological profile on you, which is fucking scary.
Yeah. The only people that use that, though, it's to hide from whatever you jerk off to.
But yeah.
To
so what are they going to use it for?
So they're like, oh, he really likes porn.
But that will be millions of people.
But you know what worries me? What worries me is that there's actually people out there that think, like, want to commit a crime or want to go to the dark web or whatever, want to do crazy shit.
Tell us about the dark web.
And then they go, I don't know nothing about the dark web, and they go, fuck, I'm going to go into incognito mode and get away with
it. Instead of the dark web?
Instead of like, I don't know, like using a VPN or something web. Else.
It's overrated.
Like who, apart from porn, what do people use incognito mode for? Apart from porn.
I don't even use incognito for porn. And if I, like, when I do, the thing I started doing now, I didn't used to do, I just delete my history for the last hour.
I haven't deleted my history in a long time. I forgot that you could do that. But I get all my porn by mail.
The old school way.
Bro, I'm a fucking gentleman.
He gets his...
And I don't want the box to be covered. Yeah. I want the mailman to feel awkward.
He and he gets a mailman to hold the pictures for him.
Sir, you know you can get this on the internet for free. Mm. Shut up, old man.
What? You mean there's video of you crying on the internet?
Yeah. Stay there till I finish. Just so you know, it's not the photo that does it for me. It's your tears.
They still have... You know how crazy that
is? Do they really have still? You can mail in porn? I was just joking.
I'm pretty sure they have mail in porn, but when you stop at truck stops in the States, they still have like porn, like magazines.
Oh, even those exist though.
Yeah. And someone like... I don't know why I talked to the person at the cash register about this, but I was like, who buys this? And she was like, truckers?
Don't they have cell phones?
They have fucking cell phones.
Well, sometimes, because like on the road.
But you're not going to jerk off your like switching gears.
Mike, we're on to something here.
No, hold on. Because like sometimes, look, my father was a trucker.
Yeah. Right?
He's not lying.
Look, he didn't tell me when he would jerk off or anything, but he would explain to me that sometimes...
Sometimes as you're driving, what a man needs to masturbate.
Hold on. As you're driving, sometimes you pass your hours that you're supposed to be driving. So you got to pull over.
And jerk off.
And sleep. Sleep it off, right? But some areas, you're out in the woods, right? So there's no data. So, I mean, that would make sense why some truckers buy just in case they get stranded. Somewhere
so if
with
you're
no
stuck,
data.
You're stranded, there's no signal. You're like, fuck, what do I do? Jerk off.
Well, if you're bored, bro, you can't watch no YouTube videos.
But wouldn't you go park somewhere where there's signal just in case somebody, there's an emergency, a serial killer shows up. You're going to go where there's no signal, and the first thing you think of is, oh, let me jerk off. Like,
well, they have their radio. They have their radio. They have the radio for emergencies.
Couldn't they download porn?
I'm
going to
be offline for 20 minutes. I got to take care of something.
Yeah. Yeah, couldn't they download porn on their computers?
I'm saying if they didn't think ahead.
But they definitely thought ahead if they bought fucking Hustlers.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm saying if they didn't think ahead from home.
But so they thought about the porn on the way and they were like, fuck, okay, I'll stop and I'll buy a magazine. Yeah, that makes sense.
Bro, you'd be surprised. You know what some Indians do? Indian truck drivers. Indian truck drivers.
Hold on, what kind of Indians are we talking about here? Whoa. Or dot, what are we...
No, dot.
Because I don't want it to get racist.
Dot.
Okay, go on.
No.
Okay, so it's not racist.
Indian, other way, is native.
I know, that's why I was worried.
You can't say, no,
I was
that's
very
native.
Worried.
You can't.
I was very worried. Yeah. All right, tell me about these Sri Lankans.
What some of them do is, and it's been well documented.
By your dad.
Some of them, they'll carve
I have a DVD.
There's a documentary on it. They'll carve a hole into their seat.
Okay.
You
had me at
a round hole.
Yeah.
And they'll dig all the way through the floor of the truck.
Yeah.
And they'll hide their.
So they don't have to stop for the bathroom.
They'll shit as
they'll
drive.
Let me ask a
question.
Shitting and pissing.
The company that owns the truck, aren't they upset about this?
What they do is they buy their own trucks.
Just to shit through it. Yes. Seems like a lot of money to shit comfortably, bro.
Well, no, because like they start their own company type
of
shit.
What about wiping their ass?
They don't.
That's just racist, bro. That's just
No, they won't. They'll eventually, when they do stop, they'll wipe their ass, I guess. I don't fucking know, bro. Or they'll wipe as they're driving and throw it down the hole. I don't fucking know.
That must
know,
affect the resale value of the truck.
Because like, imagine a guy selling that truck to someone else. Yeah. He's talking about the tires.
Maybe that's why they buy magazines and porn
to wipe
magazines.
Their ass?
Yeah, to wipe their ass.
He jerks off and that's disgusting. What a that truck must stink.
But that is the weirdest, most racist lie I've ever heard.
Like, look, I want to see an Indian guy
true.
Trying to resell.
I don't know if it's true.
It's definitely not true.
No accident. Yeah. Very nice
what,
grill.
Because like, if
we have a shithole.
If you're the type of person that's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to shit on the road. You're not going to stop your car on the side of the road and dig a fucking hole. You're just going to be like, fucking, I'm shitting my pants. You're just going to shit in
when
your
do
pants.
They dig
this
the
was,
hole?
Yeah,
this
you don't need a hole.
Preemptively dug.
So like, they buy the truck and they're like, I'm going to drill a hole into this bitch.
Yeah.
They just fucking... Or what they used to do... Well,
in the days.
No, what they did afterwards, I guess, is they would be 2x2. And then when the other one wanted to shit, they would like switch.
Wipe each other's ass.
I guess, something like
that. So who shits? The driver? Wouldn't it be safer if the passenger seat has the hole?
Yeah, and plus,
bro,
since they're two guys, they sell those sort of porta potties.
Yeah.
Like RVs have toilets. Shouldn't they just build a toilet in the back so that fucking the other guy can shit?
I think
instead of going, look, I got a shit on the road, so I want you to sit next to me as I'm taking a shit.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
maybe in newer models.
I have a question though, because I like this.
You know
race.
What? I realize I said this.
Listen, I like.
Hold on.
Hold on. I like race-based science as much as the next guy.
I realize.
I'm
who
just
told
curious.
Me.
Who told you this?
Here's the thing.
Was this your hold rapper
on.
Friend?
No. Hold on.
Who told you this about the Indian truck drivers? I'm just curious.
I started talking about this, but I was already committed when I realized who told me.
This
who told
is you definitely this? Your dad, right? It's your dad.
It's my father.
God damn it! God damn it.
Yeah.
We should have known. What else? Did he say that they also steal all the packages? What else did he say?
What?
What else did he say? All right. Well, look, guys, if you like Poseidon, which at this point, I don't know why you would.
I don't know why you would
find
either.
Find him on Twitter and Instagram at ThePoseidon69. That's ThePoseidon69. 1-800-875-6969. You can also find Mike Ward online, mikeward.ca. You can find links to all of Mike's social medias. But if you go to patreon.com/sous-écoute, you're going to get the Patreon of sous-écoute, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, all right? And this is well documented. The numbers are up there. Every month he's doing better and better. So you get the entire archive of sous-écoute episodes. You get all the new stuff live. It's definitely worth your money. And if you go to patreon.com/Pantelis, you subscribe for my Pantelis podcast, live streams with Poseidon, shirt giveaways. I don't have one on me now, but, you know, we have custom shirts that we give out and a lot of other fun stuff. Mike, anything we forgot to say?
No, I think we got everything.
Thank you, and go fuck yourselves. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.